The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy rainy Monday to everybody here. You know, the fourth Sunday of Easter, otherwise known as yesterday, always uses the image of Christ the Good Shepherd. And so sometimes it's called, informally, it's called Good Shepherd Sunday. And then they always continue that image right into the next day. So if yesterday was Good Shepherd Sunday, then welcome to Good Shepherd Monday. Okay? There's a lot of wisdom in the image of a shepherd and a sheep. So we just want to take a little closer look at that. Okay? Closer look at that. Jesus says, "I'm the shepherd, you're the sheep." Now notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, "You are my swift gazelles. You are my strong lions." He never says, "You are my soaring eagles." No. He says, "You are my sheep." So we want to take a close look at what that means, because the truth will set you free, even if it hurts a little bit, okay? So, "You are my sheep." Two things you can say about sheep. First thing you can say about sheep is that sheep are very stupid. It's the funniest thing. You realize you can't train a sheep. You will never go to the circus and find a trained sheep act. You can train a dog, you can train a monkey, you can even train a mouse, okay? But you can't train a sheep. A sheep keeps doing the same thing over and over again. It never learns. Now, doesn't that sound familiar as far as our moral lives are concerned? Don't we baffle ourselves with our own behavior? And we keep doing the same thing over and over again, and you know it's sinful, and you know it doesn't make you happy, and you know it never helps, and you keep doing it anyway. Right? It's the first way we're like sheep, it's morally speaking. Second thing, way we're like sheep, is that sheep are completely defenseless creatures. A sheep can't do anything to protect itself. You know, a dog can bite, and a cat has claws, and a chipmunk can scurry away faster than the wind, but a sheep can't do anything to protect itself. It's utterly defenseless. And once again, something important to consider, that's what we're like morally speaking. St. Paul once said, "We are slaves to sin and slaves to death." And you won't really want to consider this. We are powerless not to sin. We're just as powerless as we're powerless not to die, right? We're absolutely defenseless. And here's where Jesus says, "I'm the shepherd," because there's two things the shepherd does for the sheep. Number one, he leads them. Number two, he protects them. Because even though a sheep is stupid and defenseless, You know, a sheep is lovable. A sheep is lovable, and the shepherd loves the sheep. The shepherd loves the sheep, so he leads them. You and I want to come to the point where, morally speaking, we're only listening to one voice. When we want to know what the difference is between right and wrong, between good and evil, we want to listen to only one voice. We want to listen to the voice of the shepherd and nobody else's. And that means the voice of Jesus as it's been lived and proven in the lives of the saints and as it's been consistently taught by the church. If you dare, learn to judge the values of this world by the standard of the Word of God. And do not do the reverse. Do not judge the Word of God by the standards of this world. Listen to one voice. Because everyone other than him steals and slaughters and destroys. And you know what that means? That means they steal and slaughter and destroy your peace. And they'll destroy your soul if you let them. Learn to listen to one voice. And secondly, he defends us, and that means he defends us by his grace. If you're not in the state of grace, get into the state of grace. Just go to confession. Okay? These days, the world out there, it's not neutral, it's toxic. You want to live in the state of grace, you want to stay in the state of grace, because that's how Jesus defends you. It's the only way you can fight back against sin. Not by your power, but by his power. All right, so we want to pray, we want to get to confession, we want to repent and live that way, because that's the only way that we can fight back. That's what the Good Shepherd does for us, and we need it because we're sheep, okay? So dumb and defenseless doesn't matter so long as we stay close to that Good Shepherd right up until your dying breath. And let's ask for the prayers of the Blessed Mother to help us today on this, her feast day. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.